Welcome to our discussion of what is the main theme of Rosh Hashanah. You would think that very simple to define the theme of a holiday, look in the Torah, but the truth is that the theme of Rosh Hashanah is a very complex one. If we look in the Torah, Parashat Emor, Leviticus 23, we see it says Shabbaton Zichron Shua should be a day of rest and a remembrance of blowing. Is it a remembrance? Is it a day of blowing? What is it? Not so clear. Are there two different themes? Remembrance, blowing. Then you look in Parshat Pinchas. Numbers 28. Yom Chua Yelachem should be a day of blowing, blasts. Aramaic translation mentioned in the Talmud. Yom Adiyavava, day of tears. So what is it? It's a day of tears. So what are we supposed to do? To cry? What are we supposed to do on this day? The simple meaning is that there is a theme somehow called zichronot, of remembrance, some sort of remembrance, and that there is some sort of theme about a shofar, whatever that may be. Then there's a third theme of kingship, which is less obvious in the text. It's derived in two ways in the Talmud. One, from Leviticus 23, that in the previous paragraph before Rosh Hashanah, the previous holiday mentioned, it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am the Lord your God. The rabbis say, if I am the Lord your God, that's God, God is king. So, and then it mentions Rosh Hashanah. So the juxtaposition tells us that one of the themes of Rosh Hashanah is Malchiot, that God is king, the kingship of God. Okay, so we have a third theme. Another possibility is in Parshat Bahalotcha, in the book of Numbers, it says, talks about blowing the trumpets on various occasions. Vayu lachem lezikaron, lefnei Hashem, lefnei Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It should be remembrance before God, and I am the Lord your God. So trumpets are connected with being the Lord, being God, being king. Anytime you blow a trumpet or a shofar, your God must be mentioned as king. Part of the idea of blowing a shofar or a trumpet is to coronate God as king. So we have then three themes. Malchuyot, the God is king. Zichronot, some kind of remembrance of some sort. And shofrot, some sort of theme about the shofar. So it seems like a very ill-defined holiday. Now, within each one of these themes, you can ask questions and ask for further clarification. What do you mean that I am the Lord your God? Is that God is king? Or is it a prayer that God should reign as king more than he's currently manifested in this world? Zichronot, remembrances. Are we supposed to remember God? Is God supposed to remember us? What does God supposed to remember? Shofarot, the theme of somehow the trumpet, the blowing of the shofar, which the rabbis derive, is not any old trumpet, but it has to be with a shofar. They derive that from the Jubilee year and the verses therein. But what do you mean, shofar? The shofar of Sinai, which mysteriously blew at Sinai. The shofar of the holiday, that on a holiday, as it says in Balotcha, you blow a shofar. The shofar of tefillah, of prayer. Is it the shofar gadol of the prophets, of the end of days, when the harbinger of the Mashiach? What do these three themes mean? And in the broader sense, what is Rosh Hashanah all about? If we look in the Siddur, the prayer book for Rosh Hashanah, the Machzor, we find that there's a particular prayer for each one of the themes of the holiday. Malchuyot seems that as to, is it that God is king or God will be king? We say, Malocha ko'olam kulo bichvodecha. God reign over all the earth. Apparently God is not fully manifest as king over the whole world today. And we pray that he become the king over the entire world. Malocha kol haaretz, over the entire earth. So that's Malchuyot. Zichronot, the rabbis have defined it as Zocher HaBrit, that God remembers the covenant. We ask God to remember the covenant, and we bless his name as the one who remembers the covenant. And in the shofar, we ask God to gather us from the four corners of the earth and to hear our prayers. What I'd like to suggest is that three themes are not three disparate themes, but actually are all related to one central idea. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Tezayin and Lamed Dalet Amud Beis also says Imru lefanai v'Rosh Hashanah malchios zichronos v'shofros. You should mention all three themes on Rosh Hashanah. Malchios, kingship theme, k'deish tam lichuni aleichem, to make God king over you. Zichronos, v'shiyavos lefanai zichronoichem l'tova. We should talk about remembrances so that our remembrance should come before God for good. Uvameh, what's the vehicle for all this? With a shofar. I'd like to suggest that what we have here is one shofar being a prayer, and it's a prayer for what? It's a prayer for God to reign over the whole world. When will God reign over the whole world? When God remembers his covenant and makes the Jewish people the centerpiece of the entire world, and everyone recognizes God. And how are we going to achieve this? When we are gathered from all four corners of the earth. What we're praying for is the world to be restored to its pristine sense. Hayom harat olam, one of the prayers affirms that today is the day of the creation of the world. Rosh Hashanah is the day of the creation of the world. And what we pray for is the restoration of that pristine kingship of God over the world. And he'll do that by remembering his covenant. He will become king by gathering the Jews from all corners of the earth and by listening to our prayers. And how do we merit for God to listen to us? The answer is because we remember the voices of Sinai, and we hopefully listened to the shofar in this Rosh Hashanah. And with the merit of our listening, we hope that God will hear our prayer and will redeem us, which will ultimately redeem God himself, so to speak, in the sense that he will become again the manifest king over all the earth. What is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is a restoration of creation, a restoration of Sinai, where the voice of God is heard, as our Salvechik says, not as a still silent voice within, but a restoration to a world in which God's voice is manifest for the whole world. The voice of a moral conscience is clear to everyone. It's clear to everyone who the victims and who the perpetrators. And therefore, it's our job to do repentance, meaning to hear that voice a little better. And if we can listen better to the shofar of Sinai, then hopefully we'll merit to hear the sound of the shofar of the end of the world, of the end of history, which will bring God back as king of the universe. What is the theme of Rosh Hashanah? The theme of the Rosh Hashanah is to restore covenant, creation, listening to its pristine place. And if I listen a little better, maybe I bring the world one step closer to its pristine origins. And then, Ayashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz, God will be king over all the universe. V'yamahu Yashem echad v'shmo echad, there'll be one God with one name. Thank you for joining us here for our discussion of Rosh Hashanah. And please join us again, refer to our archives, further the discussions. I want to thank Jason Lefkowitz for making our presentation possible. Join us again at the Anshei Sfard Bethel Emeth Congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you.